Welcome to Discussions with the Doc. This is a healthcare podcast brought to you by Coffee Regional Medical Center in Douglas, Georgia, where our mission is to provide exceptional care and wellness close to home. Join us as we learn more about rural healthcare in South Georgia.
Transcarotid artery revascularization, or TCAR, is an exciting procedure offered at Coffee Regional Medical Center that can reduce the risk of a stroke during a carotid surgery. So to learn more, we are joined today by Dr. Thomas Wayman, a board-certified vascular surgeon. This is Discussions with the Doc, a podcast from Coffee Regional Medical Center. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Dr. Wayman, it's so great to have you back on the show today. We are going to learn about the new vascular procedure you are offering at Coffee Regional Medical Center.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, just again, to start us off here, can you give us a little bit about yourself and your medical background?
Yes, I'm triple board certified in general surgery, vascular surgery, and wound care. I've been practicing medicine for about 38 to 40 years. Last 10 years have been here in Coffee County at Coffee Regional Medical Center. As an experienced vascular surgeon, I perform a variety of endovascular or minimally invasive surgeries, including vein, arterial, carotid artery, balloon angioplasty, stents, and atherectomy.
Well, that is great to hear, and we are so happy to have you with us here at Coffee Regional Medical Center. Dr. Wayman, I know you are here today to share with us a vascular procedure to treat cardioid artery disease. Please share some more information with us.
Yes, Coffee Regional is now offering a breakthrough technology called transcarotid artery revascularization, or simply TCAR, which treats patients diagnosed with carotid artery disease or carotid blockage. While any repair of the carotid arteries carries some risk of causing a stroke because of the repair itself, TCAR is designed to help minimize that risk by keeping potential stroke-causing fragments away from the brain.
Now, doctor, can you share more on how TCAR differs from the traditional cardioid surgery?
Certainly. Traditional carotid surgery, which is generally known as carotid endarterectomy, or CEA, accesses the carotid artery using an approximately 2 to 3 inch incision in the neck. This new procedure, TCAR, involves direct access to the carotid artery, but through a much smaller incision at the neck, just above the clavicle. During the TCAR procedure, a tube is inserted into the carotid artery and is connected to a special system that temporarily reverses blood flow away from the brain to protect against dangerous debris from reaching the brain during the procedure. This is how the risk of stroke is minimized. The system filters the blood, catching any plaque or debris before returning it to a vein in the groin or leg. A stent is implanted directly into the carotid artery to stabilize the plaque and prevent future strokes. The entire procedure is performed in less than half the time of carotid endarterectomy, limiting stress on the heart and significantly cutting the risk of the patient having a stroke or heart attack during the procedure.
And you mentioned that blood flow is reversed. Does that carry any risk?
That's a great question. We have a carotid artery on both sides of our necks, and we have two blood vessels in the back of the neck that carry oxygen-rich blood to our brain. Since we have this flow on both sides and in the back, we are able to safely reverse one side during the carotid procedure, and our brain still receives adequate blood flow.
Well, that is very interesting. I can certainly see how the filtration system minimizes the risk for stroke during the carotid procedure. Tell us a little more about the expected recovery time with this procedure, please.
Yes, patients who undergo TCAR procedure recover quickly. They have minimal pain. They typically spend just one night in the hospital for observation. Seeing my patients return to full and productive lives with less pain, smaller scars, and a reduced risk of future stroke is very rewarding.
Well, this has been very informative indeed, doctor. Thank you for sharing with us today. Do you have any closing remarks before we wrap it up?
Sure. We are fortunate to have a specialized vascular care here in Douglas, Georgia. I would encourage our listeners to call Coffee Regional Surgical Group if you or a loved one has been diagnosed with carotid artery stenosis or carotid artery disease. Our services are covered by most insurances and can truly change the trajectory of a patient's life. We are happy to offer consults and speak with you to answer any questions. You can give us a call at 912-384-5832 or stop by our clinic located next to Coffey Regional Medical Center on the first floor of our 100 Doctors building.
Well, Dr. Wayman, thank you again so much for being on the show today. It was just a pleasure to have you on. You can find more about Dr. Wayman, TCAR, and more at coffeyregional.org. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This has been Discussions with the Doc, a podcast from Coffey Regional Medical Center. Thank you for listening.
We've decided to create this podcast to educate our community and enlighten those throughout our great nation about rural health care. We hope you subscribe and enjoy Discussions with the Doc. Thank you for listening to this podcast sponsored by Coffey Regional Medical Center, where our purpose is to serve, to heal, to save.
This concludes today's episode of Discussions with the Doc. We invite you to download, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. For more episodes and information on our providers and services, visit us online at coffeyregional.org. This program aims to enhance your health and wellness knowledge by fulfilling the vision of Coffey Regional Medical Center. Healthy lifestyles, better lives. None of the information provided in this episode should serve as a diagnosis or approval of the treatment for any ailment. The information and opinions provided in the podcast do not create any type of doctor-patient relationship. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others, including but not limited to patients that you are treating. Consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. The opinions of the guests do not necessarily represent the opinion of Coffey Regional Medical Center.